My premise when I set out to put this together was I wanted to talk about the ways in which I've used libraries and special collections, you know, over the past, decade or so, as a way to learn about book design and the general stacks too, for that matter.
Right.
I don't have I got into book design without any educational kind of help. My background's in criminology and English, right? When I sort of look back and think about the way in which I taught myself to design books, one of the key pieces was looking at books and looking at a broad range of books, new books, old books, rare books. So that's essentially why, what I wanted to talk about was how that's worked and give some examples.
Okay. One thing that obviously you're talking about libraries, I mean, what can you sort of describe what libraries have meant to you over the years?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, libraries meant nothing to me for a long time. I probably was, 19 or 20 before I was in an actual real library. I mean, when I was a kid, there was a bookmobile around. There was a library at the high school, but I really didn't spend any substantive time in those places. They were weird places with odd customs that I, and books generally weren't a big deal to me. I was more of a print, like a newspaper magazine guy. So I read a lot, but books weren't really the show for me.
Right.
So my grandfather had a library in his house, but it was kind of a place where the men retired after Sunday dinner to talk. And there were Franklin Mint, gaudy leather-bound books that were never opened on the shelf. So libraries didn't have I didn't start with a warm, fuzzy, curled up in the library at five, with Dickens or something. It was much later. But libraries and archives were a critical part of my graduate work. That's really when the light turned on for me, when I ended up editing a collection of letters by Alden Nolan that were at the University of New Brunswick. And the light came on. I got it. I got what this was about and how critical it was, how important it was, and what a tool it was.
Mm-hmm. What about then, what of libraries, which relates to your topic, what has it meant to the work you do at Gaspro?
Well, I see libraries as being a workbench, a place where you, going and looking at the books that are at Acadia University is where I spend a lot of time because it's my neighborhood and I've got really great relationships there with the staff and pretty good access to the material. So for me to go weekly almost is what I try to do and basically roam the rare book stacks and looking for things, has given me a leaping off point for thinking about the design of books.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes very pragmatic things, like just studying type closely, thinking about how it's worked, its history, its tradition. Looking at more modern editions and finding things that just make visual sense and then chasing down other examples of that press or that designer. So it's a lot of that connect the dot work.
I mean, do you use it as a source of inspiration then as well? Is that
a source of inspiration, a source of instruction, a source sometimes of directly of material, both in the sense of working with authors who are using papers and materials in the archives, but also then sometimes a source of visual material, using old cuts, using old ornaments, and digitizing those ornaments and strengthening or augmenting my digital types with period material.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it runs the whole gamut, but it's really at its heart, it is an act of teaching yourself to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. So when what do you hope people get from this lecture then itself? I mean, what do you hope people leave with, a sense of either you or the press? Or
I try to talk very little about myself or the press. It's hard because you're telling a story that's about you in a way, but I don't talk a whole lot about Gaspro. It what I'm really hoping they walk away from this with is a renewed interest in engaging these collections I'm a big advocate of preservation through production, through use. And, it's not enough at the end of the day to kind of create these little old growth forests of books, which become stale and kind of isolated and have no bearing and no relationship to the outside world. What good is that if the rest of the world is denuded of beauty and of sensibility?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really hoping to ramp people up in a sense to, you know, to figure out how rare book libraries and how rare books can be employed in the our present and in our future, not just as an act of preservation of the past.